This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would probably be talking to Jim Ross today anyways, just because we want to get the year kicked off right on the show. But I think appropriate to bring him on with the news earlier this week of the passing of the legendary Mean Gene Okerlund. And we've got some college football stuff to dig into as well. So it is great to bring on right now WWE Hall of Famer. You can get him on Twitter at JRsBBQ. Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, Sean. Thanks for having me on, and congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you very much, JR. I appreciate that. Did you watch the video?
Yes.
How do you think I did?
I think you have a case for saying that you were inebriated and didn't know what you were doing. You can always fall back on that defense if it didn't work out.
That's true. There was alcohol on the table. Amy's listening, and I know she knows you're kidding. So I appreciate the kind words, JR. We're certainly looking forward to a big party for sure.
Good.
Yeah, it should be fun. So JR, we got a lot of stuff to get into with you, and let's start with Gene Okerlund, who passed away earlier this week, age of 76. You worked with Mean Gene. I know for a little while you guys overlapped in WWE. I guess just to start off, what your impressions, any favorite stories, you know, what would you, if you're telling somebody about Mean Gene Okerlund in an elevator for 30 or 45 seconds, what would you tell that person?
Well, he's the greatest guy to go on a car trip, set the bar and talk. You want to talk about politics or religion or football or the business of wrestling or social pop culture. He was just the greatest. Always in a good mood. He knew his role. That's the great thing about some of the older school broadcasters. They understand their role. And in our world, that role is to get talent over, as they say. Enhance the talent. Make them better than they are perceived at that particular moment. And Gene was always great at doing that. He had so many subtleties. He could have upstaged so many guys that weren't nearly as good on the mic as Gene was. But he never did that. So he knew his role. He's a wonderful guy. I regret that we didn't take a car trip from Vermont to Tijuana and film it all, because it would have been one hell of a day on television show, let me tell you.
Oh, you kidding me? You put a webcam on the dashboard for that. That would have been amazing. Absolutely. Yeah, JR, I think when you talk about Gene Okerlund, I think you just touched on it. When I think of him, I think of a salesman. I think that guy, he was, when I was younger, I remember watching him, and he would tell me to go to the Hartford Civic Center so I could watch, you know, Hulk Hogan kick Paul Orndorff's ass or whatever it was. And I'm like, I got to go, man. Mean Gene is telling me to go. Like, is that, like, the sales aspect of what he did, of what he used to do, I think very underrated.
Yeah, you're right. But he was trusted.
Yeah.
And people had faith in what he said. And I don't know that they have that overall faith in a lot of broadcasters these days, because we the way the broadcasters look for the knee-jerk, you know, the great, wonderful soundbite that's getting clicks and so forth. Gene was trusted. So what he told you was going to be a great card, get your tickets early, et cetera, et cetera. You knew that was accurate information and that he meant what he was telling you. He was a great salesman. He was selling radio before he got into wrestling, mm-hmm. and doing some radio broadcasting. You know, you don't, went to school in Nebraska, big Nebraska Cornhusker fan, and so that always gave he and me a lot to talk about because of the OU-Nebraska rivalry in football. So he just was a great guy. He's so missed. I was just with him in Thanksgiving, and when you read, man, about something like that happening, I say on my podcast every week, our tomorrows are never guaranteed. Boy, it was never more true than it was this week.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, joining me on the show. When did you first meet him, JR?
93. When I went to WWE from WCW in 1993, and I made my debut at WrestleMania 9 in the toga thing at Caesar's Palace, Gene Heenan and Monsoon were the three guys that embraced me the most, because, believe it or not, coming from WCW and being the voice of that brand, I was not the most well-received individual into the WWE camp. And Monsoon, with his intimidating style, and Heenan, with his personality, and Gene, with his logic, made people believe and understand that I wasn't a bad guy. Give me a chance. And they did, and it seemed like it worked out pretty well. But thanks to them, I had a good start there at WWE.
And then he went to WCW later that year. It's almost like he, almost like a talent swap. Like 6 months later, you went to WWE, and then I think November of 93, he went to WCW. When you think of Gene and you think of a particular talent, is it always Hulk Hogan that he's going to be maybe most tied to because of the early years they were together in WWE, or will the WCW time for him, maybe with Ric Flair, maybe even that interview he did with, you know, with the launch of the NWO? Like, what do you think most wrestling fans remember him for, like when they visualize Gene Okerlund?
With Hogan.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you this, mean Gene. You know, how many times we heard that?
Yeah.
You know, that was Hogan's opening line. Oakland helped make Hogan a big star. There's no doubt about it. And Hogan was a special talent, no doubt about that. And much like I'm associated with Stone Cold Steve Austin, mm-hmm. in my era, in my time, I think Gene will always be associated with Hulk Hogan. And for the record, that's not a bad association.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. You just mentioned it. You and Stone Cold, Mean Gene and Hogan. Like, you, what's that like? You know, when there's a transcendent talent that people look back at a certain era on, and you're sort of inextricably linked to them. Can you describe what that feels like?
Well, you feel kind of lucky, Sean, because you know, for the broadcaster, he was a storyteller, easy for me to say. how ironic was that? I think you're just lucky you're at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I helped create awareness for Steve Austin. But don't mistake the fact that Steve Austin carried his own ball to the end zone, just like Hogan did. But guys like Gene and I were there to put a lyric to their music, and luckily we had their music to work with.
Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, I want to shift gears for a minute, as long as I got you, and talk a little football. I know you're very close with Baker Mayfield. I would imagine you can't be more proud of what that kid did in his rookie year in the NFL.
I can't. It's pretty overwhelming. But when you look at his entire athletic career, he's been told all along since junior high that you're too short, you're too pudgy to be a quarterback. And for the record, you'll never play quarterback at the highest level. You don't have the DNA. And hence, you know, he won the state championship at Austin Lake Travis High School. Didn't he get offered by Texas down the street? So all that stuff we know, he walked on and walked on again, and then the Heisman. This year is amazing. It proves everything we've been saying about him, that he has an amazing attitude. And his attitude, we mentioned Austin. When Austin signed with WWE, he had no reservation about saying, I'm going to be the best star here. I'm going to get over and be the top guy. And he was. And that was Baker's whole philosophy. I'm not going to be a second best quarterback anywhere, and I'm going to help my team get better. And so I think he'll be hell-bent to get himself and, you know, continue to build his body and his strength. But, man, his heart is what's there. That's what you can't replicate. You can't draft the heart. You know, you can draft all those other measurables that they do at the combine, but you can't measure the guy's heart. And his heart and his soul to win are phenomenal. I went to a game there this year. It's the damnest thing you'd think Elvis came on the field. I swear to God. I mean, he's got that town mesmerized. People are showing up in chef hats and bakery ovens or aprons. And calling the stadium the bakery and all this stuff, they love this guy. He's amazing. So I'm so proud of him. And they're only going to get better. That's a hell of a coaching job for somebody. No doubt about that.
I think it's the best coaching job available right now in the NFL. Don't you, JR?
Absolutely. You got your quarterback in place. Huge, huge piece of the puzzle. Your quarterback is in place. You got a great playmaker. The outside receiver from LSU, Landry, and you got the kid that killed Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl, Chubb, the running back. So you put some more pieces around that. You got the defensive end on the other side. So they got some stars, young stars in that team, and so they put some more pieces around them. I love their general manager. I know he was scouting the Oklahoma. Everybody thought he was scouting Lincoln Riley, which I thought was kind of funny. I told him that too when I saw him. He's scouting those four big offensive linemen coming out. A college this year at OU. So Baker needs, we need to make sure he's surrounded by people. And I think they got the pieces to be really good there.
No question about it. WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross joining me on the show. You mentioned Lincoln Riley, JR. They got that contract extension done for him. When the NFL rumors were swirling around Lincoln Riley, what were the thoughts? You live in Norman. What were the thoughts and your thoughts and the thoughts of the OU faithful there in Norman?
We felt confident, most of us that were had a little common sense, that Lincoln was going to stick around.
Mm-hmm.
This is his in 2 years, he's made this his program. In 2 years as the head coach, he's made this his program. And that's the planning of a guy that was here in Bob Stoops for, you know, almost two decades. So it was that's pretty amazing. He's got the recruiting thing down to a science. Just a lot of the things that they're doing marketing-wise, recruiting, on a recruiting level, you'll see replicated. He's the offensive young genius that people want to come play for. They signed, I think, three five-star receivers this year in the recruiting class. So he wherever he coaches, he's going to be really good because, much like Baker, he's a no-brook Muleshoe, Texas, that nobody thought was going to make it on the big level. The only job I could ever see him leaving OU for is that biggest contract in history for the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Might be something way down the road. But I think he's here to stay, and we like it that way.
Do you have a prediction on the national championship game? Of course, your Sooners played Alabama in the semifinals. My Irish got destroyed. I was really hoping for a reunion with you, JR, in Santa Clara, California. Didn't come to fruition.
Been fun, right?
That would have been a great time. That wouldn't be the first time we've done something like that. But what are your thoughts on this championship game between Bama and Clemson?
Well, I don't really have the official dog in the hunt. My friend Brent Venables is the defensive coordinator at Clemson. So with him being a great friend and here at OU so many years, I'm pulling for Clemson, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. but not to the standpoint that I'm doing it because Alabama kicked our ass in the Orange Bowl. They did, and they woodshed the Sooners, and it's a good lesson to be learned, and they're an amazing team. The key to that whole game is in the middle of the offensive and defensive line of scrimmage. And nobody's proved yet that they can maintain control of the penetration and the technique of the D-line for Alabama. They're pretty phenomenal. And they got no quarterback issues. They got no running back. They got no issues, period.
No.
So if they don't turn the ball over, you know, it's going to be a long night for Clemson. But I'm pulling for Clemson because they're not scarce of great athletes either. And they think they're just as big and bad as Alabama. So it's kind of that slobber-knocker type thing, last man standing, let's get it on and have a football game. And hopefully the officials will not have any bearing on the outcome.
Yeah, amen to that. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, at JR's BBQ. The Ross Report podcast still doing really well too, right, JR?
It is. Thank you for mentioning it. It's doing great on Westwood One, and a new show drops every Wednesday. It's exactly what you pay for. It's free. Worth every penny of that, so it's good. So I'm enjoying doing it. I get to speak my mind about football and wrestling and pop culture and all kinds of things. It's doing well. It's found its audience. We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's subscribe to it on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. It's on my subscription list. It helps me on my commute, to be sure. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer. JR, it's always great to catch up with you, my friend, and we will talk again soon. Enjoy all this football going on.
I think Wallace Marsh and I are planning for me to come to Houston for something, maybe this month, maybe
the Lombardi Award.
Maybe the Lombardi Award. I think I might be getting it this year. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, good enough. Well, look, I'll see you at that. I'll see you at that event then in a few weeks.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Right, you too.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.